60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And it'd be an understatement to say this pandemic has changed everybody's lives forever.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Like, we're never going to take toilet paper for granted ever again.
<I know.
laughs> Medical face masks have suddenly become fashion pieces.
Right? Yeah. I need to upgrade mine. I don't think it's cute enough.
I love mine. They're okay. Super cute. They're really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's cool to be a germaphobe.
True. Mm-hmm. Howie Mandel just laughing at us all.
Yeah, totally. I have been prepared for this for years.
Yeah, I've been fist bumping for decades, idiots.
Yeah.
And guys in the club are like, damn, bro. You see that girl over there? She's so sanitary. Man, her hands were so dry and flaky. She must wash them like 40 times a day. I'm gonna get on that. Now we're all going to be avoiding germy places like playgrounds and elevators.
My apartment.
Just my kids in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how
just
do I stay around away from them?
I may even think twice about my weekly visits to the truck stop bathroom.
Oh man, that must be hard.
Oh, you know how hard that's going to be
to avoid.
I know,
honey.
Nothing keeps you.
I'd hug you, but I can't.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
But if there's one place that's making everybody worried about their next visit, it's the buffet lines.
Is that going to come back?
I didn't think of that.
I thought we were just done.
Well, a new survey came out and asked people, how likely are you to eat at a buffet once restrictions are lifted?
That sneeze guard isn't Social Security.
But for real, for weddings, you're going to have to serve plates of food, and that is so expensive.
Oh, gosh.
65% of people said there's no way they'll go to a buffet ever again.
Yeah.
Good! Here's the strategy. Let them not go, then you and I go.
No,
and we get all the food to ourselves,
that is,
baby.
No,
genius.
That is not it.
27% said they might eat at a buffet after a 4-month period. 8% said they aren't sure. Jose, I know you are very sad because you love buffets.
I do love buffets. All you can eat anything.
Let's try a little game,
okay.
You and me right now.
I like games.
I'm going to guess your favorite buffet food because I think I know what it is. Have I ever asked you this before?
You have literally
never asked
me this.
Okay, so this is going to test our friendship.
You're not going to get it right, but
let's try it.
Okay.
Maybe we know. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Crab legs. Cinnamon rolls?
Yeah, they always have the hot buns at the end. Dude, they have a huge pan of them. You can get like 4 of them.
You're fatter than we thought.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, they have the ice cream, so you only have 2 cinnamon rolls and then 1 thing of ice cream.
I'm glad you have a system in place.
Yeah,
well, and then you have some salad to balance it out.
Right, that makes it better.
Text in the 78592. Would you risk getting sick to get a plate full of all-you-can-eat
cinnamon rolls
from the buffet? After all,
cinnamon rolls.
Man, this is depressing.
So good.
Let's get to something a little more positive, because it's time for your shock caller question of the day.
Yeah.
We're gonna draw a name out of a bucket to figure out who puts on the shock caller. That person gets asked a trivia question, and if you get it wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear while we get shocked today. I'm just going to draw a name out of the bucket because I want to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm taking control.
Yeah. Look at you, little man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big man today.
Okay. All right.
Big man with the big bucket. I got Brooke. Check out what I really look like on Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook. Fox.
Viewer discretion advised.
Oh, I don't know who's writing these, but this is fantastic.
Not what you think.
Okay, so Brooke's going to put on the shock collar.
Give me the shock collar. What do people think? What do you mean it's not what you think?
Well, people either go, oh, that's not what I imagined, or Brooke's so hot.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, it's not what they think.
Go see what she really looks like on our Facebook page. While she's putting on the shock collar, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question.
In the 1880s, businessman LaMarcus Thompson hated that Americans were tempted by hedonistic places like saloons and brothels.
Mm-hmm.
So he set out to straighten up one of the most immoral places he could think of, Coney Island in New York.
You get him.
There he invented something to give New Yorkers some good, clean fun away from seedier pastimes. It cost a nickel at the time. What was it?
Man, this is tough.
Man.
Already, my first thought. What year are we talking?
The 1880s, bro.
Okay.
Oh,
my first thought is the Ferris wheel.
He's asking about a food.
Oh, you said food?
No, I'm not.
He did not.
Yeah.
You're just stuck on food because of buffet.
I did think of food.
Oh, I said it cost 5 cents.
Yeah.
I thought of food too because I thought of Coney dogs, of course.
Yeah. Okay. I thought of the Coney dog eating contest.
It's not a bad idea that he's replacing hot dogs for another hedonistic pastime.
Wieners for wieners?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we'll
Sinfully
give you a foot long here.
if we go back to what you said, Brooke, it's making more sense because what can you do on a Ferris wheel? Really? Nothing. I mean, you can make out, maybe, but you just sit there, you're strapped in, and you gotta just...
Go for the ride. And it's something thrilling, right? Like, it's something to give people excitement.
You get a view of the water.
And it's really old, from the 1800s, so it can't be too complicated.
Yeah, right. But they were probably wooden at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe it's a roller coaster, because that's
what I don't
thrilling.
Think those
well, I mean,
were invented.
But that's what Coney Island eventually came known for, was all the rides and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But before the 1800s, I bet it was just... hookers and blow. I don't know. What were they doing?
Okay, what about just normal carnival games?
I don't know if there was one.
Like the normal carnival games, like the toss a ring onto a bottle.
If we're talking about attractions, I know which one it would be.
Okay, I feel like we're... Okay, what do you think?
Well, it's the one where somebody sits there at the dunk tank.
Oh, the dunk tank.
Because that way...
Oh, that's interesting, because it's suppressing urges.
It could be holy water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Cool those guys off.
Yeah, hey, buddy, calm down over there.
Cold
I see
shower.
You looking at that lady.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think maybe we're getting closer. Let's read the question one more time, though.
The 1880s were the golden age of sinning.
Oh my
so
God.
A businessman, LaMarcus Thompson, attempted to clean up the morals of the American public by creating something on Coney Island that was the first of its kind in America.
First.
It only cost a nickel.
In America.
What was it?
I'm torn between hot dog, Ferris wheel, and dunk tank.
I mean, hot dog is more sexual, if anything. I think that's the wrong way.
I think Jeff's right. I think you eliminate the Coney dog.
And I feel like, okay, I'm going to go.
5 cents would be too expensive.
I'm going to go with my initial one. I'm going to go Ferris wheel.
LaMarcus Thompson was a skilled carpenter growing up, eventually using his building skills to design a device to manufacture seamless hosiery. In an effort to give people some good, clean fun on the boardwalk of Coney Island, he created the first American roller coaster.
Oh,
roller coaster.
It was called the Switchback Railway.
Wow, Switchback, yeah. Switchback to good, everybody.
Yeah.
Not evil.
Well, we didn't get that right.
Man, he was the first holy roller. Thank you, Jose.
I'll give you that. That was good.
Jeff, I want to apologize.
I didn't see
right
it
there.
Coming.
I hope we get canceled. All right, so someone wants you to sing Cotton Eye Joe by the Rednecks.
Give this to me.
Now we're definitely going to get canceled once you sing this one.
Yeah, this is her jam.
Let's just take this off the air.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe.
It's definitely not on the sheet.
Brooke's rendition, also a way to stop people from sinning.
Yeah.
Just turn that on and it kills the mood instantly. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.